This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free, bring up anything that you want, take control of the airwaves, and that's the point of Free Talk Live. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, I'm Ian.
Melanie.
And Cody.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Then, Cody, you probably have a little more to tell us about what might be happening tomorrow. And by tomorrow, we mean actually looks like about 5 hours from now.
Yeah.
Because it's Berlin time, so it's already tomorrow there. Sometime within the next several hours.
If you're up at 3 in the morning, you might be able to catch some interesting breaking news.
That's 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
And so we'll talk more about what's happening with WikiLeaks here in moments. Hopefully it'll be pretty big news because there's certainly been a lot of build-up to this. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, though, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to Ricky in Pennsylvania. Ricky, you say you're not worried about this whole WikiLeaks thing. Hillary Clinton can weather any kind of storm, huh?
Well, because this has been pumped up for weeks. I know exactly what this is all about. It's called a pile of crap. Now, if I may, to the young lady, Miss Melanie, it's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance. I may have a moment with you. I know you're a Trump supporter and an anarchist.
She's not a Trump supporter.
No, I'm not. I'm an anarchist.
Oh, you're not a Trump supporter.
Just because you don't support Hillary Clinton doesn't mean you automatically support Trump.
Oh, you don't support Trump. Cody does, though, right?
I don't support him. I would just choose him over Hillary Clinton, which is not really saying a whole hell of a lot.
Okay, here's a couple points. How about you, Melanie? You choosing Mr. Trump? Use that word, Mr. loosely.
I honestly don't know what I'm going to do in this election yet. I am definitely not supporting Trump, though.
I can help you out. I can help you out on this one. A couple key points.
Given that you support Hillary Clinton, I highly doubt that you can help anyone in this room decide who to vote for.
He sounds confident enough that I want to give him a chance.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear it. Go ahead.
I nailed Ralph right in the abdomen, that coward. He called in again.
What do you got tonight? I don't care about what happened last week. What do you got tonight to help us out with voting?
Couple points. We got a couple
points. One point. Just pick one.
One point?
Yep, that's it. That's all you get.
Okay, Donald Trump has said that he is going to pull every single trade deal that we have going on.
I have no trade deals.
With other countries.
I don't have any trade deals with other countries. You talking about the U.S. government?
Our government.
Oh, okay, the government. I don't consider them my government. They can go screw off.
Might be his government, not mine.
So, okay, Trump's going to pull some trade deals. Go ahead.
Pull all of them. Now, in a millisecond, I know she's an economist. Isn't our national economy just going to freaking collapse?
Is that a question for Melanie? Melanie is an accountant. I don't know if that's the same thing.
I am an accountant. I am not an economist.
She certainly knows more about money probably than Cody or I put together.
And he's going to use aggression to make this work. Now, that's
right, but nobody running is an anarchist, so the fact that he's going to use aggression is not a distinguishing feature.
Well, if
and I don't
true,
like him, but that's well, not a distinguishing feature.
Well, wait a minute. Look, Ricky, if what you were saying is true, and I highly doubt it is, Donald Trump isn't going to go in there and tear up the trade deals. In fact, I doubt he even has the authorization to do that by himself. It's likely something that Congress would have to do. But even if he could go in, if he gets elected and then walks in there and tears up TPP and whatever the hell the other trade, NAFTA, wasn't that one of them, tears up these different trade agreements, then that's not aggression. That would actually be a good thing. Like, if the U.S. government were to exit all of these trade deals and actually just have freedom to trade, that is, by definition, not aggression. That's not what he's going to do, by the way.
One more point.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Now, recently, I made a comment in this duel to a comment that Donald Trump made, and he made a comment. He listed Afghanistan, He listed Syria and others, and I might add the Commonwealth of the Philippines. Now, he called these people terrorists and animals, kind of like some other jackass I know. Animals. Now, here's my question. Now, as a man that's been involved in civil rights ever since he was a kid, the last I look, everybody, including the damn murderer, has rights, and nobody is ever an animal.
Okay. As far as I agree with you on that. People do have rights, and they shouldn't be called animals. I agree completely with that part. Thanks, Ricky, for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, although technically we are animals. But, yeah, I can see why people would look negatively on using that term.
And Hillary Clinton called young black men super predators, so I don't see how, like, 6-1 half dozen and the other. Like, Trump is a bad guy. I agree with that, but that doesn't help me distinguish between the two options that are on the table.
Nor are you trying to. I mean, you're not going to vote for one or the other.
Not necessarily. Like, I don't see myself voting for either of those two people.
At this point, I'm voting for Daryl W. Perry. I'm going to do a write-in vote for Daryl W. Perry just because he's pissing off the right people. Just over the weekend, there was news. We talked about it on Saturday night. Daryl, who's one of our co-hosts, he's actually normally here on Monday, so you're actually filling in for him tonight, Cody. He's actually out at an Adam Kokesh campaign event in, I think, Manchester tonight.
Yeah, I believe it's in Manchester.
And so Daryl has announced that he's reactivating his campaign for president. He had run as a libertarian for the presidential nomination. Within that party, he lost ultimately to a couple of former Republicans, Gary Johnson and Bill Weld. And now Daryl, based on the request of many of his fans who had contacted him saying, Daryl, we're not going to vote for Johnson, this guy who claims to be a libertarian, but he's not. We're not going to vote for him anyway. So would you please just run again so we can actually have somebody that we can vote for and not feel bad about voting for somebody? Like, we can actually have a principled libertarian that he's not going to be on the ballot, but you can write him in several states that allow write-in votes. And so he decided he would go ahead and do that because Gary Johnson and Bill Weld have been so bad and so off message from the libertarian principles and the ideals that we hold dear. So I think Daryl's done the right thing, but he has set off a firestorm of controversy, even with one former co-host here on Free Talk Live, Rich Paul, attacking him openly on a Facebook post today. So there are a lot of people who are like these party adherents. Even within the Libertarian Party, you'd think people in the Libertarian Party would be above this. Nope, not at all. They are total, like, whatever the party says goes. If the party's behind these two unprincipled hack candidates, then they're going to support them all the way to the election. And anybody that, you know, as though Daryl's a threat to that, but they seem to see him as a threat to that, even though he's just writing a write-in campaign.
Well, it seems like the Libertarian Party people, what they're worried about is this whole splitting the vote type of thing.
But which, yeah, we're going to split our 7%. Like, we're going to do that.
There's not going to be 7%.
Isn't there an irony to that,
though?
That was,
like, one of the highest poll numbers. Right. Like,
just because they're polling doesn't mean they're going to actually get those votes.
I'm saying, but that's, like, the max, or not the max, but that's, you know, representative
of what
they're, you know, on the high end of what they're going
to
get.
I would be willing to bet he will not get more than 2%.
If these people really think that Gary Johnson is going to win, they need to snap out of dream world because that's ridiculous.
Well, no, I don't think
that isn't it the Libertarian Party people? They get accused of splitting the vote by the Republicans and Democrats. Like, hey, you got to pick between Trump or Hillary. Or, if you vote for Johnson, you're actually voting for Hillary or Trump or whoever.
Which is
they
nonsense.
Say
if you vote
for
Johnson, you're voting for Johnson. You're not voting for one of the other candidates.
So, for the Libertarian Party people to turn that around and accuse Daryl supporters of basically splitting the vote, That's a little off-putting to me.
There are people who would not have voted for Johnson anyway. They were people who were like me. I was considering voting for Harambe. I'd vote for anybody besides the tools that are actually on the ballot.
I mean, I was kind of thinking about voting for none of the above. Because, like, if I'm going to do a protest vote, for Johnson just... I mean, and in New Hampshire, where we have write-in votes, you can do this. Like, voting for Johnson, like, if I wanted to vote GOP, I'd vote GOP.
I think you actually have to, though, file And this is what Daryl has done in some states, is he's filed intent paperwork with the secretaries of state to say, I am officially a write-in candidate. Because if you just write in none of the above, and none of the above isn't an official write-in candidate, it likely won't be counted in those states. So the one person who reads your ballot may see that, but that's about as far as it's going to go. Not that there's going to be a whole lot of reporting on Daryl's campaign.
Well, yeah, I mean,
either.
It's not going to win anyway. And, like, if none of the above wins, we're still going to have a president. It doesn't matter.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is
is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to join us on the radio waves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's the latest from WikiLeaks, which should be coming out within a matter of hours, or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can take control of these airwaves. I also want to let you know about an amazing deal on hosting a website. Maybe you've been thinking about hosting your own site or a blog, but it's just been too daunting. You don't have enough time. You don't want to deal with it. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. They've got a special deal. So not only are you going to get a great deal, but also you get simple one-click easy installation for WordPress with HostGator. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands, the customer. HostGator's got 99.99% uptime rating, so you have to worry. You do not have to worry about outages, and you get an amazing offer by being a Free Talk Live listener. Here's what you do to get the deal. You go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off their regular hosting prices. Now, the way they set this up is it's an introductory offer. So you get the 50% off for whatever the phase is that you sign up for. So if you sign up for a month, you get 50% off for a month. If you sign up for 3 years, you get 50% off for 3 years. So there's like a whole range of different time frames in there. Big discount. It's available to you as a Free Talk Live listener. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. to get that deal. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Hung Like Jesus in Georgia on via Skype. Hey, Hung.
Hello, Ian and the rest.
Hey there.
Hey.
Listen, you know, this Trump thing, you know, I am just so, I mean, I am still surprised that people are taking Trump seriously. I mean, you know, he's a few more months, well, a few more weeks to the election now, so I guess they're taking him absolutely seriously. But I was listening to a radio program the other day, and he was described the best way I have ever heard him described by this one person, and he described him as a buffoon. He's an absolute buffoon. He's a clown. And
which is why he's so entertaining.
And I guess when people take him, they want this man to be the head of the free world, or so-called free world.
Well, yeah.
And I just can't. America is officially a joke now.
I love it.
Well, I'm kind of wondering, do you think maybe America needs a clown to run for president to show that the entire election cycle is a joke to begin with? The fact that he made it this far should be enough evidence that, you know, yeah, Trump is a buffoon, but it's bigger than that. It's the entire system that he's basically running right now.
I kind of almost suspect that he's just, like, using this as free publicity, like, you
for his next TV show.
Or for whatever business he's thinks needs publicity. Like, yeah, well, you know, I can run for president. You know, I'll be on TV, whatever. Like, I almost want to believe that, because otherise it's just so absurd.
That he's just screwing around, just having fun.
Yeah, he's bored, like, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, and don't think that me talking about Trump is in any way supporting Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I didn't think that.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't think anyone around here assumes that you're even going to vote to begin with, let alone
Anybody around here, but on the entirety of the radio and the internet, a lot of people will think that. And no, I too hate Trump and Hillary. Like, you can hate them both.
Yep, and a lot of people do.
Enough hate to go around.
The Clintons are just criminals. Bill Clinton, I think, has dealt more drugs and cocaine out of Arkansas than Pablo Escobar out of Colombia.
Well, I mean, I don't particularly have a problem with that, but I hate him for other reasons.
Well, right. The problem is that he's dealing cocaine while at the same time running a war on drugs. It would be another story
if he's getting paid hand over fist while he's doing it, because he privatized prison. You know, he didn't privatize.
Yeah, it'd be another story if Bill Clinton were dealing cocaine and at the same time advocating for its legalization.
Well, right. There's a paper down here, or I don't know if it's an actual physical paper, but it's a news outlet that ran a story. I guess they were bored. There's no crime in New Hampshire, so they had to run something silly. Quote, busting a bunch of legislators for, you know, the
smoking
heinous
weed.
Crime of smoking weed. And it's like, when you look at it, most of these people are proponents of legalization. So, like, how is this even in any way, like,
news? politics at all.
Yeah, like, nobody cares that they're smoking weed, and they're not even being hypocrites, because they're actively promoting legalization.
So it's like the weakest scandal you could possibly have.
Yeah, so, like, who cares? Like, you can't even be like, you're a hypocrite. Like,
yeah, go ahead, hon.
One more thing. Now, Trump, if you think that someone can be that deeply ingrained, embedded in New York real estate, and not have mob ties, you are absolutely fooling yourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
If you think Trump is not deep in the pockets, or they're not deep in his pockets, then I just give up.
Oh, yeah. That's why I say, I mean, I don't believe the story that this guy is somehow anti-establishment or from the outside of the establishment, although that's the narrative that is being portrayed about him. I personally don't buy that.
No, he's deeply involved in the system, and the system is how he's gotten the amount of money that he's gotten. So I don't know if anti-establishment is the right word. Just, he's not a career politician.
That's how about establishment clown? I mean, the establishment needs its joker, and that's who he is.
Yeah.
He's definitely a joker.
There you go. Thanks, hon. Great call, right, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, I mean, that, again, brings back the conversation that we had briefly, I think, in the first hour, was you were talking about the people who, like, control the elections, and you were suggesting that Trump is sort of not on script for what those people want.
Well, right, but that doesn't mean that he's not part of he could still be part of the plan. Like, that could just be his character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's trying to drive votes to Hillary, that kind of thing.
That's exactly what I was saying.
I think that's a possibility. It's also a possibility that they just, for whatever reason, want to, you know, stir it up this time around for just, you know, to be silly, just because they have some strategy I'm not aware of to make it look more real. Because, like, we would never do this, and then you do that to make it look real. I don't know. And although, like, I don't know, I kind of almost want to find out that federal elections aren't real, because then, like, I wouldn't have to worry about making these decisions. And maybe that makes me
a horrible person,
but...
I mean, why worry about it? It's just a game.
I don't spend disordinate amounts of time worrying about it, but I do feel like if I'm giving this power, I should...
They already have the power. Your vote's not giving them anything.
Well, right, but if elections are real, then I have, you know,
I think to me, it's kind of a personal endorsement of the whole thing. So, yeah.
But only, you know, within yourself.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, there's something to that, though, right? It's not going to make a difference to you either way, whether you vote or not.
It's not an endorsement,
control
though.
You.
It's not an endorsement if there's a man with a whip standing above you, and he wants to crack the whip over your back 10 times. But if you were to protest and say, you know, stop hitting me, he might stop at 5. So you vote for 10 by keeping silent, or you vote for 5 by speaking up. Do you speak up? And if you do speak up, is that an endorsement? No, of course not. So there are people who are they're voting because they want to not endorse the system necessarily, but because they realize that it's going to hurt them, and they believe they may have found a master, if you will, who is less violent and insane than the other ones. Now, I'm not sure if there is one on the ballot that is less violent or insane, but, you know, Gary Johnson and Bill Weld and Jill Stein seem to be better choices than Hillary or Trump, but I think that neither of those, you know, somebody who's voting for a third party isn't necessarily endorsing the system, although some of them are.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Yes, we will attack them all. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, the third party candidates, whatever you want to talk about also goes here. 855-450-FREE. I got more coming up about Hillary Clinton. She has attacked her Bernie Sanders supporters. So a lot of the Bernie Sanders supporters are reluctantly following Hillary Clinton, but now she's in, I guess, some secret recordings or something like that. Something that's been leaked out has been not so nice.
Seems like a bad move if he's not even running at this point.
Yeah.
Why would you even touch the issue?
Well, if it was leaked, then it wasn't necessarily a move in the first place.
Well, true.
And B, she might have said it when he was running.
She apparently said it. You're right. It was during that time frame.
Okay, my mistake.
But the news is coming out now about it, so I guess the audio had not been leaked until just recently. And who knows what's going to come out in a matter of hours with WikiLeaks planning some sort of big reveal about Hillary Clinton on within the next few hours, apparently 3 a.m. Eastern time, in a live video conference from Berlin. And Cody, I think you had a story. I don't know if you'd finished up with what you wanted to share. I felt like you had a little bit more there that you wanted to get out tonight.
Well, I think the most important part of the article I was reading is literally the last couple sentences, So as we talked about earlier, Assange was going to do this meeting in person.
He was going to do it from the balcony of the Ecuador. Right. Is it Ecuadorian embassy where he's?
Yes.
In London, where he's been for like the last 4 or 5 years, which, from what I understand, is not as glamorous as it sounds, right? Like you.
Well, living in an embassy doesn't sound particularly glamorous to me. But
no, it doesn't. But, like, an embassy makes it sound like, oh, this is like a big building with, you know, a gate around it and armed guards or something like that. And from what I understand, it's like an apartment.
Not that special. But so get a load of this. Since the cancellation of Assange's balcony appearance, WikiLeaks have tweeted an old quote allegedly from Clinton on the editor stating, quote, "Can't we just drone the guy?"
Referring to Assange.
Yeah.
She actually said that?
Yep. Now, and I was looking through the other article I had on this. Now, I guess...
Because the suggestion, before we go on, the suggestion was the reason why they canceled it. So they announced this thing, this big event, and then they canceled it. The ostensible reason was some sort of security concern. Now, they did not get into detail on what that concern was, but they believed they had good information that they needed to cancel the event.
Well, it makes me wonder if they had just recently found out this alleged story about the droning comment.
I don't know. I thought you said that was an old comment, but...
It is, but it may have just been, you know, found and released recently. Okay. I'm not entirely sure. But I guess what was happening was, it says the Clinton State Department was getting pressure from President Obama. So during a meeting, she got frustrated, and that's when she blurted out the "can't we just drone the guy" comment. And apparently, the statement drew laughter from the room, which quickly died off when the secretary kept talking in a terse manner, according to sources.
Yeah, so, she's not joking.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. I'm not saying that Hillary's not serious, but that's not... I don't think that's as bad as they're making it out to sound. I mean, people are in a meeting. Even if their goals are evil, which they are, like they're trying to do what they consider to be work. They're stressed, and they say something silly. I mean, I don't know too many people who haven't done that.
I get what you're saying. It could have been just something in the moment, but it shows the hubris. It shows the attitude. Like, this guy's a problem. Can't we get rid of him?
Right.
Like,
I don't even want them talking that way. That's disgusting. So, and apparently the White House press secretary, Robert Gibbs, sent a statement responding to WikiLeaks. Quote, "It's not an expression of policy, nor does it always shape the final policy decisions." So, okay, yeah, maybe they're not actually putting plans in order to drone Julian Assange.
Right.
They may or may not be.
They would be more likely to shoot him.
I still find it upsetting that the government would be even considering and bringing up the possibility
of taking somebody else. Okay, I don't think that was a serious consideration. I think that was a stressed comment. And not that Hillary is a good person, because she's absolutely not. But I think you're reading way too much into that.
You don't think she had the chance?
Oh, I absolutely think she would do it. But okay, that comment in that context, I think, is just stressed silliness.
Sure, but it
more
reveals
than anything else.
The person. It reveals the kind of conniving, evil person that Hillary Clinton is.
I mean,
And she's in a position of a lot of responsibility that she has chosen to take up. It's just like, you know, people will make the argument that, well, you know, police officers have to deal with a lot of people every day. So they got stressed out. Give them a break.
Shooting someone and throwing a grenade on the baby is not the same thing as making a silly comment. Like, those are two very different things.
I don't think it's excusable just because you were under pressure. I mean, if you say
it, then it was an awful thing to do. I'm saying, like, it's not as serious as what you're... I mean, I've said silly stuff like that. I've you know, been trying to fill out, you know, some IRS form that they've sent back for the third time for absolutely no reason. And I'm like, well, you know, I could just overthrow the government instead. And, like, I don't really mean it, but, like, yeah. I'm just aggravated, and it's a silly thing to say.
But if you say that, like, you'll get arrested and charged with terroristic threatening or something like that.
I've said it plenty of times in public and on Facebook, so I haven't got arrested yet.
Well,
so.
you're just, it's only a matter of time before somebody reports one of those posts and the cops come knocking on your door and put you in handcuffs. Hillary Clinton,
well,
on the other hand.
On the radio, so.
If Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, says she wants to drone bomb somebody, there's a good chance some man in fatigues is going to show up and take her seriously about that.
Yep. A little bit more from the story that I find kind of interesting. Following Clinton's alleged drone proposal, another controversial remedy was floated in the State Department to place a reward or bounty for Assange's capture and extradition to the U.S. Numbers were discussed in the realm of a $10 million bounty.
Jeez.
And apparently there was a memo that was leaked about possible legal and non-legal strategies. And what is a non-legal strategy? I guess just killing a guy.
Dronings are usually non-legal. Usually non-legal.
I mean, it's amazing that they can take, you know, the word murder, and it's not so bad when you call it a non-legal strategy. as long as you can turn it into a political.
Really, that sounds kind of like more heinous to me. Because when I think of murder, I think of somebody who killed somebody either because, and look, they're still evil, right? But either because they were desperate, or they were, you know, they walked in on their wife cheating on them and they got angry, or some kind of like emotional reaction. Whereas if you say, oh, a legal strategy, that sounds sanitized. That sounds like conspiracy-ish. That sounds like planned and like evil for the sake of evil. Like, that actually sounds worse to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird.
Share your thoughts with us. Toll-free number.
It sounds like typical, like, 1984 type of stuff.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was that the final bit?
That's pretty much all I wanted out of the article. Because
this is big. I feel like this is going to be a big one. I hope that this is going to be a big one. The emails were a good release over the summer. But if they've got a real bomb to drop, then this would be a good time to do it. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be 3 a.m. Eastern time, apparently. Live from Berlin is when Assange is going to reveal whatever it is that he's planning on revealing. Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. In other news, hacked audio of a conversation between Hillary Clinton, this is from Politico.com, and donors during a February fundraising event shows the Democrat nominee describing Bernie Sanders supporters as, quote, children of the Great Recession who are living in their parents' basement, unquote.
Wow.
Speaking at a Virginia fundraiser hosted by a U.S. ambassador, Clinton says in a clip released by the Free Beacon that many of her former primary opponent's supporters sought things like free college, free health care, saying she preferred to occupy the space from the center left to the center right on the political spectrum. So she considers herself not as far left as Bernie Sanders. During the conversation also reported in The Intercept, Clinton confesses to feeling bewildered by those to her far left and far right in the election. She said, quote, there is a strain of, on the one hand, the kind of populist, nationalist, xenophobic, discriminatory kind of approach that we hear too much of from the Republican candidates. On the other side, there's just a deep desire to believe that we can have free college, free health care, and that what we've done hasn't gone far enough, and that we just need to, you know, go as far as, you know, Scandinavia, whatever that means. And half the people don't know what that means, but it's something that they deeply feel. Talking about Bernie Sanders supporters. We'll continue with some of her comments. Your calls and thoughts also welcome at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you have Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it for free over at JAXX.io or your favorite app store. There's no wallet like it. It holds multiple cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ether, and Dash. Plus, there are more currencies coming soon to Jax, as well as some other cool features. There's Shapeshift integration already, which means you can easily change between one currency and another. So if you have Bitcoin and you want to turn that into Ether or Dash or vice versa, you can easily do that with Jax. So go and get your copy at Jax.io. In fact, it's cross-platform. So if you get it for your phone, you can also have it on your desktop computer or your laptop, Windows, Mac, Linux, and then, of course, your phone operating systems like iOS and Android. Go to Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It's also super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds, and it was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener and also the founder, one of the founders of Ethereum. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at Jax.io. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Billy is listening in Tallahassee. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Billy.
Hello, sir.
You're on the radio, Billy.
Okay. Donald Trump, what do you think about Donald Trump? Do you think our world is going to end if he becomes president?
Do I think the world is going to end? No, likely the world will not end if Donald Trump becomes president, unless there's some sort of nuclear holocaust
which Donald Trump would not want to have happen because then he would lose all of his investments and would likely become, you know, a lot poorer than he currently is today. So there's always that kind of incentive, or rather disincentive, for people who are in politics to not press a nuclear launch button because they will ultimately lose a lot of their power and their influence and their money. Thanks, Billy, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've actually been getting a lot of good questions and issues over the last few days from some very young-sounding callers.
I've noticed that, yeah.
And it's not what I expect, because a lot of times when the young callers will get a hold of Free Talk Live, they'll call and, like, say dumb stuff, like, you know, make fart noises or say the F word or something like that. And it's like, well, you know, I don't like it when I have to dump somebody off the air. And a fart noise won't get you dumped, but the F word and the S word certainly will. So thank you to Billy for not saying those words and just kind of asking a good question. I think some people really do believe that Trump being elected would be, you know, the biggest disaster that could ever happen. And, you know, I can't imagine that Trump being elected will be worse than, you know, any of the other scumbags.
I think in a weird way, everybody wants to believe that they're living in the craziest time in all of history.
Hmm.
So
this is the most important election of all time.
I mean, how many times have we heard that?
Every time. Every 4 years.
Every 4 years. It's the most important election. Things are getting crazier than ever. And somehow we make it through.
And at the end of the day, the same people are going to be in charge, because the people who own the Federal Reserve and the other central banks are the same people that are in charge right now, and those are going to be the people who are in charge whether Trump or Hillary wins. I don't want to say it doesn't matter at all, because I think that they don't necessarily micromanage it to that extent, but
there's very little that'll change.
Yeah, there's some things that might matter, but, like, on a large scale, it's the same people in charge. The Federal Reserve is the real government.
That's why
it doesn't necessarily matter too much.
Right. That's why I said the other day to somebody in, like, one of the libertarian groups on Facebook, I think there was somebody in there who was just sort of attacking people who were voting, or no, I think it was about secession. So there was a person in there, was a Johnson supporter, who was like, but if we elect a libertarian, then you don't need to secede. And I said, well, actually, even if a real libertarian were elected, a Johnson,
he'd get shot like JFK.
Even if that didn't happen, even if the tide turned in the United States, and all of a sudden people were like, yes, we want liberty, and they voted for if Daryl W. Perry was actually, you know, the presidential candidate for the Libertarians, and he actually got enough votes and actually won and, you know, acceded to the presidency, I'd still support secession, because just one Libertarian getting in at the national level isn't going to do anything to change things significantly. It, you know, even if he does do a few things that are good, like, let's say, like, a good libertarian president would bring the troops home from around the world, end the war on drugs or whatever. You know, there are things that a president could do that would be better, but you would still have this massive multi-trillion-dollar federal government that hurts people all around the globe, or at least around the United States. And even with the libertarian in charge, I still wouldn't want to have New Hampshire involved in the union.
Right.
Well, and saying that the president is in charge is kind of a misnomer anyway. Like, he gets to veto things and do use of force authorizations, or act under use of force authorizations, which is probably unconstitutional, even though it's a statute anyway. But
he is in charge of the executive branch, though, right?
Right. Yeah. But there's not much that the executive branch really can do within the bounds of what they're supposed to do.
So say Daryl becomes president, right, in this
alternate reality.
Could he actually just abolish the federal government?
No.
Could he abolish the executive branch, the whole thing? Could he just, we're just going to scrap it?
Well, and I mean, if there's enough of people, like, assuming federal elections are real, if there's enough people to actually elect a actual libertarian anarchist to the United States presidency, at that point, it kind of wouldn't matter, because then we'd have enough of people to kind of more or less ignore cops, assuming we don't decide to all be pacifists.
Yeah, I agree with you that having numbers is the most important thing, and that would be a big deal. But another factor is that if a libertarian gets elected, then all of the bad crap that has come beforehand, some of that's still coming down. right? Like, so, you know, there's still a bunch of government stuff going on, and that libertarian's going to get in there, and all the money manipulation by the Fed, and the militarization of the police, and, you know, all that stuff is still out there. It's sort of floating out there, and some of it's going to come down on people during a libertarian presidency.
And not to mention,
of course, they'll get the blame for it. It's like it happens all the time, right? Oh, it's Obama, recession. Well, no, Bush set up the recession, right? So, like, even though you can point out how things happened, that current person always gets the blame for it.
My favorite one of those is when everybody's like, this president has increased the debt more than any other president. Well, like, that's true of every president, because if the president went in and spent no money and actually paid down the principal, they would still... Well, which you can't do, but they would still incur more debt than any other president, because that's how compound interest and fractional reserve banking works.
It's
and
true.
There's nothing the president can do about that. They could do nothing and spend no money and sell assets, and they would still incur more debt than any previous president, because that's how the numbers work.
Right.
So, like, it's a ridiculous complaint.
The U.S. dollar system is a debt-based currency. Every dollar that is brought into an existence is owed back to the Federal Reserve with interest.
It's impossible to pay off.
Yeah, it's not physically possible.
Having a raising debt is built into the pyramid scheme that is the financial system.
Yep.
So, you know, a lot of people have that, you know, that back and forth about raising the debt ceiling or whatever and complaining about, you know, bringing the debt down. Well, no, the debt's never going to come down because it's built into the system. The only way to get out of that is to scrap the U.S. dollar and choose something else.
Right. And the only way to get out of the U.S. government is to scrap it and do something else. And that's why I think it's one of the biggest concerns. I mean, it's not a big concern because the libertarians aren't going to win. But if a libertarian did actually win, one of the big concerns would be that they'd have to inherit the federal government. And then when things go wrong, they'll get the blame for it, even though they don't deserve the blame for it. They're just the new guys in this position. Nonetheless, people will look at libertarians and say, well, you're no different from, you know, these other people. Now, obviously, people who are paying close attention wouldn't say that. But there's so many people who don't pay any attention whatsoever or very, very little attention to what's going on. And so then it'll be, ah, those darn libertarians, they're just as bad as Obama. You know, there's no winning.
Really, I really, when I think about it, I think a libertarian president would be the worst thing to happen for libertarianism. Because you're going to have that, the inheriting of all the problems, and then you're going to have the media, which is going to just lambast you as a president like they do any president.
Sure.
But it's going to be a whole new fun game because it's the first libertarian one. They're used to going after Democrats and Republicans.
That's a good point.
But, oh, now we've got a brand new enemy. They would have a field day, and it would ruin libertarianism if we had a president from that party.
Like, no problem. People who know anything about me at all, which I don't, I've only been on here for a little while, but I have absolutely no problem taking a PR hit. But you should not, like, there's no trade off there. It's not like, okay, well, I'll take a PR hit in exchange for a better policy, I'll take a PR hit in exchange for a wider audience. There's no trade off there. You should only really do that if you're getting something out of the deal, if you're getting honesty, if you're getting a more philosophically consistent position, if you're getting
which you're not going to get out of the current candidate.
You're not getting anything out of being president, so there's no reason to take that PR hit.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and it's a big enough PR hit to just have Gary Johnson and Bill Weld as the nominees. If they were to actually win, then they wouldn't even come close to bringing libertarianism into the office, and it'd be even worse. Hour 3 coming up.
Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.